This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. And if you go tweet at me, have some damn sense. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. I'm irritated. If you can't tell by the tone of how I came back from break just now, I'm irritated. You all on social media are a bunch of crybabies. Cry me a river. It's a hot take. He's not going to request a trade. Shut up. Just because I don't say what you agree, just because I don't say what you're thinking, just because I give my open, honest, objective opinion, you're a shock jock. You're a hot take artist. What the hell was hot about anything that I've said to this point? Sorry that I don't look at the team through a burgundy and gold colored set of glasses. I'm real about it. I'm just as much of a fan as all of you all are. It's just my job to give informed opinions. And my informed opinion is this. If Jeremy Fowler of ESPN and Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, if those two and their reporting is true, then I have no reason to believe that it's not because they are at the top of our industry, that McLaurin and Washington aren't close, and what McLaurin's looking for is to eclipse $30 million per. If they're not willing to pay him $30 million annually, Terry's going to request a trade. There's no hot take about that. That's not a hot take. That's what's happening, people. What the hell is wrong with some of y'all? That's a hot take because you think Terry's going to... No, it's not. That's what happens during contract negotiations. You nitwits. Happens every year. Lamar Jackson requested a trade for Baltimore. Myles Garrett requested a trade from Cleveland. Jonathan Taylor requested a trade from the Indianapolis Colts. Brandon Ayuk was damn near a Steeler last year. You all think Terry's above requesting a trade? See, that's the problem. You all can look at everything from afar, but when the grease fire is happening in your damn kitchen, you want to call 911. I guess you should call 911 if there's a grease fire in your kitchen. But you get what I'm saying. When the grease fire is in your kitchen, you act like you're above it. Like things are impossible and can't happen. Y'all better wake the hell up, man. This is business. This is professional football. The National Football League. Where the name on the front of the jersey means a hell of a lot more than the name on the back. Because guess what? I'm going to be a fan whether or not Terry McLaurin's here or not. And that's not too... say that I don't appreciate Terry. That's not to say that I don't want him here, but I understand the business of this. We've been here before. We've had guys that have gotten released and cut and traded in the past that we didn't want to get rid of. You all wanted to trade Montez Sweat? Huh? Did you? It happened, right? And you moved on. You're still fans, right? I know that's a bad example because Terry McLaurin obviously tugs on the heartstrings a lot harder than Montez Sweat, but you get the ultimate point of what I'm saying here. Get your emotions out of it and start looking at this thing objectively. Kelly is in Hyattsville. Wants to chime in. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Linnell, great job today, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, a couple things I wanted to say. Yeah, no problem, man. AP's going to get it done. Everything is on the table, like you said, and it's kind of shocking to hear that that Terry might consider that. But, it's, you know, everything is in play, and it's a negotiation. What kills me is what people expect to be in the public. Like, the negotiation is going to be in the newspapers. This regime is tight-lipped. They're professional.
Yeah.
I guarantee that they're hanging it away. And there's two things here, and I'm going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that it's easy to talk about Terry, you know, deserves $32.5 million because DJ Metcalf got that. But those other teams are not a position that we're in. We're in a unique position. A rookie quarterback playing like a 6-7 year veteran and an administration who understands that they got to build a team to win now. And to do that, you got to hire veterans. Because with vets who played in Super Bowls, got MVPs, got chips, you're going to have to pay them above market for a short period of time. And that's more expensive than building through the draft. And AP knows that. He's got to do that for the next 2, maybe 3 years. So every $5 million or so he shaves from some big contract, like Terry's contract, is another veteran he can plug in until he gets the youngins up to speed. The second thing AP has done is taken a defunct franchise and built a winner in a year. And he has set the floor so high. So if you're a rookie coming in now, you got to play through Bobby Wagner. And you got to play through Vaughn Miller. And that costs money, but it builds a sustainable system while Five is on this first contract. So negotiation is hard. It means that we're a winner. We're on a cusp of really being a winner because you got a person balling out at a top level, and you got to negotiate hard. And Terry said I got to negotiate hard, but they'll get it done.
I appreciate you as always, Kelly. Yeah, look, I think he hit it right on the head, right? This is the art of negotiation. Nothing's perfect. This is difficult. It's not an easy negotiation at all. And my whole thing is this. See, what I don't want to have happen, if it does get to a point where Terry requests a trade, I'm done trying to pit the two sides against each other. We did that yesterday. Done it a couple of times since this news has came out. We asked the question yesterday, are you team Terry? Are you team Commanders? At the end of the day, like, I get both parties. I'm not mad at Terry. I'm not mad at Adam Peters. I think Adam Peters is super qualified. And whatever decision he makes ultimately, I'm going to be on board with it. But if I'm being objective, if I'm putting my true feelings out there, if they're not willing to pay Terry $30 million per, then, I mean, why didn't you go sign a defensive end? If you're not willing to pay Terry $30 million per, why did you not go sign a cornerback? Why did you get outbid for DJ Reed? Why is he a member of the Lions now? You see what I'm saying? So, what was my whole slogan during last year's draft process? We're at the mercy of the evaluator, right? We're going to continue to be. Because that handsome blue-eyed devil got us in the playoffs in year one. Got us to the conference championship in year one. So he gets the benefit of the doubt from me. But when it comes to lowballing Terry, and I feel like not giving him, offering him $30 million per is a lowball, I don't all the way get it. 1-800-636-1067. Daryl is in Clifton. Want to chime in. What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? Hey, man, just to give you a little different perspective here. I mean, I don't think a trade is out of realm of possibility, but, like, I think this has, if, like, this signing has more of a, could have a more of an economic impact on the team than a lot of people realize, because when this team was an absolute dumpster fire, fans, like, the only thing to cling on to was Terry. Like, he was the bright spot on this team for the past, you know, 6-7 years, and it's just, like, they've got to give him the market value because, you know, Mitch Rails and Harris have been talking for so long that they're trying to get the younger fans, the next generation of fans, to embrace the team and be long-term fans, and they want them buying the merch and buying the season tickets. But, you know, as well as I do, the kids now, man, they're more fans of players. So if this gets ugly with Terry and for some reason he's traded or he walks after next year because it gets ugly – those fans that you're trying to capture and get them to spend their money on those season tickets, they're going to put that money elsewhere. So I think this has a far more reaching economic impact on the team than just haggling over a couple $1 million, man. I think this could be some, like, long-term, this could affect them long-term. So that's why, you know, cough up the extra
Yeah.
$3 or $4 million, whatever it is.
I feel the exact same way, Daryl, and I appreciate the call. I want to let you all hear from Terry McLaurin once more. Because the tone of Terry earlier this week at Eastern's Automotive Groups told me everything I needed to know about where things currently stand. He's frustrated. The two sides haven't spoken over a month and a half. Who's to blame for that? I don't know, but I know all in all it's ridiculous. You're not going to get a deal done if there aren't active discussions. I think we know that. Here is Terry McLaurin. This is Cut 6, Bennett. Here is Terry McLaurin on whether or not the team indicated that discussions would progress. Because if you remember, he showed up to the voluntary portion of the offseason program, but at one point left and has since not returned. Here is Terry on did the team indicate discussions would progress over the offseason.
When you left after OTAs, did you get a strong indication from them that communication would continue, that discussions would progress?
Definitely, and that was a big reason why I came. You know, in 2022, like, that was a completely different situation, but, you know, that during that time, like, I left very early because the communication just wasn't there. And so when I came up into this offseason program of wanting to build on what we did last year, first and foremost, and be with my teammates, like, that was my intention, and feeling everybody in the building knew how engaged I was. But also there's a business side and component to it. And when you've been communicated that you want to get a deal done, you want to progress, and those aren't happening, like, you know, frankly, like, actions do speak louder than words. And that's the same that goes for me. Like, if I go out and say, I want to be this player, I want to do this and do that, but my habits and my actions don't reflect behind that, then people are going to be looking at me sideways. And so I felt like I led with the best foot forward. And, you know, after that kind of wasn't progressing the way that we would have liked, I just felt like I needed to take a step back. And that was the disappointing part. But I got to look out for myself as well. Like, I have a family, you know what I mean? I have my wife and future kids at some point, and you know, I want to honor them with my value as well, and I know what I bring to the table. And so that's kind of how it got to this place where I was understanding that things were going to progress and they just haven't. And that's disappointing. And you know, on the heels of camp, it's kind of like, what now? And so I just want clarity, honestly, and we'll see where it goes from here. So you know, with the deadlines obviously come up, and you know, We'll see where it goes from there. But without any progressive talking, without any communication, it's kind of just sits here like it is.
Is there a point of no return?
You know, I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the, you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
Time is kind of ticking. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to run through your calls if you have any on where things currently stand between McLaurin and the Commanders. According to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, the two sides still are not close and haven't had any talks in over a month and a half. Knowing that training camp is coming up on Tuesday, would you be mad if Terry doesn't report? And I want to shift the conversation to this. If Terry McLaurin isn't there at the start of training camp and isn't there at the start of the regular season, what's your confidence level in this receiver room minus scary Terry? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good news is lots of rapport has been built. And so those are all the times and, you know, hours and hours upon doing that. Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
That is the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, talking about how not having Terry McLaurin out there for the offseason program, how does that impact minicamp planning and the rapport for the offense? Say this, didn't impact it too much. Despite McLaurin not being out there, the times that I've been out there this offseason, mandatory minicamp, voluntary OTAs, the offense looked good. As long as Jaden Daniels is under center, I think it's going to be a high-octane professional NFL outfit in terms of offensive football. But obviously, this team is better with Terry McLaurin. Where we stand right now, veterans report Tuesday, practices on Wednesday. I don't think Terry practices. I'm not sure what conversations will be had between now and then with Terry and the team. But my read on things is that Washington has made an offer to McLaurin. McLaurin and his agent, Buddy Baker, with the Exclusive Sports Group, has counteroffered. And the way it seems, based off of communication not happening, seems like the Commanders are not willing to adjust the deal that they initially put onto the table for one Terry McLaurin. So now, where I think things stand, if they're not going to be willing to talk, Terry's not going to just sit around and not have a deal. If they're not willing to talk, I think it's a situation where you request a trade. Whether they choose to honor that trade request is an entirely different story, but I do think we are closer to that point than you all may realize. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The leader of the free world, Donald Trump,
tweeted out something earlier this morning that's going to make some of you get into an absolute lather. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later on in the show, but in terms of where things currently stand right now with Terry McLaurin, do you have confidence in this wide receiver group outside of Terry McLaurin? If they had to trade Terry McLaurin, what is your confidence in the rest of this wide receiver unit? Your Luke McCaffreys, your Deebo Samuels, Noah Brown, Jalen Lane. Because I'm telling you, unless something drastically changes between now and Wednesday, I don't see Terry stepping on the grass. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Kurt is in Ashburn. Wants to chime in. What's up, Kurt?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Do you know the name Walter Alston?
I'm not familiar.
He was the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers for 23 years.
Okay.
He had, how many contracts do you think he signed? I won't play games. He signed 23 contracts. That's the way to do it. Show me what you've done. I'll show you. It give you a huge amount. Both learn from that. I'll tell you something. There is not a more ardent fan of Terry than myself. When I saw my first game with this team, the stadium was called DC Stadium. That's how long I've been around. And he's probably one of the guys I most respected the most. But you know what? You signed a contract. There are other ways to do this than be a non-performance of your contract. This is a legal issue. I mean, that's why the decision, if it comes down to it, goes to court. Doesn't go to a friendly conversation at the bar. And he's in violation of his contract. I hope they get it worked out. But as one manager said when this happened to him, our organization will decide we will compete this year anyway.
Well, that's the interesting part of this, Kurt. And I appreciate it, as always. 1-800-636-1067. The interesting part about this is the lens that we look at the team through now. Because like I said, this is a black eye on what has been a marvelous, damn near picture-perfect offseason for the Washington Commanders. When you think about what they did up front along the offensive line, you think about the different body types they brought in up front defensively, getting Trey Amos in round number two, right? Drafting Josh Connerly Jr., trading for Deebo. Like the offseason has been damn near perfect, but this obviously puts a wet blanket over it. We'll expand the conversation to this as well. Do these contract negotiations make you view Adam Peters in the front office any differently? 1-800-636-1067. A guy, Junkyard Dog out in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Linnell?
Good, how you doing?
Well, it's like this. Just a few minutes back, you mentioned a couple of, you know, top NFL players, Jonathan Taylor and a whole host of players, Ayuk and all these guys. And it's the one thing that they did that Terry doesn't seem to want to do. He doesn't really want to play hardball because he got on there. All on that interview, he's crying the blues about, you know, saying how much he wants to be here and him and his wife bought their first home here and all like this. Hey, guy, wake up. There's 31 other teams in the National Football League. You need to start playing hardball and say, hey, if you don't want to pay me, let me out of here.
I think we're getting.
That's what he needs
to
do.
I agree. And I think, Junkyard Dog, you're hitting it right on the head. I think that's where we're headed to.
Because you have to look. These fans here, yes, I understand you love Terry and all like that, but hey, it happens. And this guy that was just before me talking about, you go to court and all this. Hey, contracts are worth the paper that they're written on. They change every damn day or whatever. They do it in basketball. They do it in football. They do it in baseball or whatever.
These contracts are very amendable is what I would say, yeah.
Right, there you go. So, therefore, you have to look at it. You have to look at it to say if you really want what you really want, then you're going to have to play hardball. These players will take down everything that they've got on, up on the online thing and all this or whatever. And they just say, hey, you either pay me or you goddamn trade. And now when it comes to trade, that's another thing. Fans here think if you think you're going to get
Yeah, you could ask for. Yeah, you probably would want a first round pick and maybe a third round or something like that, or a flop.
You may not get that, though.
You might not get that because some other team might be saying, hey, you're the one that's in the pickle. We're not. We'll give you a second round pick. We'll give you a second and a fourth. Or maybe they might just say, hey, take a second round pick and be done with it.
That's the key part here is just trying to figure out what trade compensation would look like for Terry. I appreciate the call as always, JYD. I do think that a trade request is coming, though, from Terry McLaurin. I do not think that if the two sides haven't spoken over a month and a half, to think that things are all of a sudden going to change, I think is kind of foolish. I do. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Bennett here momentarily. I want to play cut number 10 because the ownership group and their involvement in these negotiations I think is going to be key, and we may be getting to a point where they have to get more involved. Terry McLaurin earlier this week talking about how much the ownership group has been involved when it comes to these discussions.
How much has ownership been involved to this point, and do you feel that it's how's that relationship going for you?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, the relationship has definitely been great. You know, I mean, I've had personal, you know, conversations with Josh. I've had personal conversations with Mitchell Rales, Mark Hine, Magic, you know, and so up until this point, my understanding is, like, I'm a big part of what they want to continue to build here. There hasn't been any personal communication. You know, I mean, you know, Mitchell Rales and I kind of had a few texts back over the offseason, but it wasn't like contractual. But, you know, I think there's personal relationships that I've built there, and I just want them to, you know, be clear with me and honest, you know what I mean, of if they see me as part of this future or not, you know what I mean? And I can handle that, and we move forward. But I'm hoping that they see who I've been, not even just before DQ and AP got here, but who I was when it was terrible. You know what I mean? When things were adverse, when there was a lot of chaos going on, I still held firm and strong. And I held my head held high, and I was a leader. You know what I mean? I'm going to continue to do that when things are good. Like, things are good or bad doesn't change who I am. Money doesn't change who I am. It's the character of who I've proven to be. And so hopefully, you know, they see that value, and, you know, they make that a priority to get some finality to this. One way or another.
Terry wants clarity. It's the one thing that stood out about what he said there is he wants clarity. He wants to know, hey, am I a part of this thing long term or not? And that goes back to the bigger issue that I feel like McLaurin really has here is the lack of communication. If you were to inject Terry McLaurin with truth serum right now and ask him the number one thing that has frustrated him about these negotiations, I think he'd tell you it's the lack of communication here. That's the frustrating part. And I've laid out how I think it's going. And mind you, this is just informed speculation. I'm not reporting anything, but this is just how I believe that it's gone. Think about all of the facts here. We know that Terry McLaurin and his camp are looking for a deal that eclipses $30 million annually. That's been reported by Albert Breer. That's been reported by Ian Rappaport. That's been reported by Jeremy Fowler. We also know that the two sides haven't spoken over a month and a half. So this is my thought on that and where I think things currently stand. And I've said it a couple times here throughout the show if you've been paying close attention. I think Washington gave their offer to Terry McLaurin. Because remember, there were discussions earlier this offseason. I think they gave their offer to McLaurin. I think McLaurin counteroffered. And I think that the Commanders are now at a point where they're digging their heels in the ground and they're not willing to move off of the number that they offered to him initially. And based off of what's being reported, I have to believe that that number does not eclipse $30 million annually. Because what we've continued to hear is Terry wants to make market value. Terry wants the market value. It's what Jeremy Fowler's reporting. It's what others have reported. We're at a point right now where I think a trade request is coming from Terry McLaurin. Will they honor the trade request? I have no clue, but I will say this. As far as him practicing, I don't know where we're at. Look, this is the beautiful thing about the NFL and the exclusivity of what is being done here. We don't know. They could be talking right now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_. BTP. I want to shift this thing and look at it through the lens of the front office and the ownership group here. Do these negotiations at all change how you're viewing Adam Peters and company? 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sean, is it about time to get the Terry deal done? Where are we at?
Ooh, good question.
Where are we on the Terry
clock? We love Terry. Love Terry. And, you know, we've had some really good conversations with his representatives. We're going to keep those in-house, Kay. That's what Sean told me to
say. I'm reading the body language, though. I don't know. You're feeling good. It's trending in a positive direction.
But we really, you know, we want to make Terry commander for a long time.
That is Adam Peters from March the 31st on Up and Adams with Kay Adams saying, we want to make Terry a commander for a long time. Guess what, AP? It's not going to happen if you don't give old scary Terry market value. At this point, it's being reported the Commanders aren't willing to give Terry McLaurin market value. They do not want to give him the deal that he is looking for. According to Ian Rappaport and Jeremy Fowler, McLaurin and his camp looking for a deal that eclipses $30 million annually. I believe that the AAV is the holdup here. Notice that's what we're hearing. What we're hearing is AAV numbers being discussed, right? That's the first detail of this negotiation that's been divulged to the public, is that Terry McLaurin and his camp are looking to eclipse $30 million annually. Guess what? We already knew that, right? Informed speculation would say we already knew that. The fact that it's being reported that they're not close leads me to believe that the Commanders haven't even offered him a deal that eclipses $30 million. I'm feeling like they're using the framework of a deal like T. Higgins and some of the other not true number one wide receivers. T. Higgins, 28.7 per. Mike Evans, when you think about the deal that he signed. Something like, I think it was 2 for 52. Devontae Adams signed 2 for 46. When you think about age, if I'm Washington, like that's the argument I'm making when I'm negotiating here. Look at those two guys and their deals. Are you closer to that? Or are you closer to an A.J. Brown? Or are you closer to a D.K. Metcalf or a C.D. Lamb? That's where it gets interesting here. But what I want to look at now is this. Up to this point, if you take these Terry negotiations and flush them down the toilet, Washington's offseason to this point has been damn near perfect. Adam Peters and company have made shrewd move after shrewd move. Knowing where the negotiations currently stand with McLaurin, are you looking at Adam Peters in this front office any differently? 1-800-636-1067. Troy is in D.C. What's chiming in? What's up, Troy?
What's going on, Linnell?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Not much, not much. First of all, let me clear up some things. We actually know each other a bit. I supported you faithfully on Friday.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. For sure. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, for sure. And your peoples are actually my peoples. We'll talk about that another time.
I got you. For sure.
So, look, this is how I feel, man. First of all, can we trade Terry? Sure. Can we live without him? Sure. I feel confident in what they've done in the front office as far as draft picks and bringing in Debo and, you know, all the things they've done to help Jaden. So can we make it without him? Sure. But the reason that we cannot do this is because as I've been sitting on this call, man, on hold, I've been listening to all the interviews you've been playing. And Terry is all heart, dude. He is real. He's authentic. He is humble. And he is all heart. And you can replace the talent. Sure, we can get somebody else to put up similar numbers. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to replace that heart. And that particular heart actually pumps burgundy and gold, bro.
Yeah.
You can't replace that. Like, you can't replace that. So that's the reason I say you have to sign him. The reason that I'm confident that it will happen is because since they have come into ownership, they've been getting dressed. They've been putting on all their clothes, all their fresh gear. They've been getting dressed. And what you don't do is walk out the house completely dressed without putting your shoes on. And Terry is the shoes, bro.
Yeah.
It's just the last piece. He's just the last piece. They're going to put their shoes on and walk out the door. So I'm confident in that. Do I look at them differently behind everything that's happening? Not necessarily, because they made some very strong moves. So I can stand confident in the fact that they'll get the deal done. So I won't look at them differently. Even if they don't, I'm not sure I'll look at them differently. I'd be crushed, to be honest with you. But
I think a lot of people, Troy, would feel the same way. And I appreciate the call, brother. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. One thing that I love the analogy. You ain't putting it all on. It's like going out and getting a Dior suit, and then you walk outside with Skechers on. You know what I'm saying? I love the analogy that Terry is the shoes of this thing, but it's summertime, man, and in the summer you can go without your shoes. Let's go to Mike in Arlington. Wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, Linnell, that analogy blew me away. that was great.
It was awesome, right?
The shoes. I don't know that dude's name. I'd like to use that if it's okay with him. But that was great. Hey, there's two ways to look at this. I'm glad you brought up the other side, right?
Mm-hmm.
My son, who's a diehard, all diehard, crazy, but sent somebody put on Twitter that you know, the general manager is doing his job unless the fan base is getting a little bit riled up, right? To Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post put up a great article on Friday that explained past value, present value, and future value, which is, okay, what's Terry been in the past? No one can argue it. Point blank, done, over here. Present value, he kicked butt last year. Future value, we don't know. And no one knows. You know, he's been great, he's been available, all that. So, all that being said, I think that the front office, AP and the boys, are doing their due diligence. They're maybe going to have to pay Jaden a bunch of money in a couple of years. So I'd ask this, because I think you made a great point going with the trade thing. You know, maybe that's where it winds up. I think that's a very astute point on your part. But, okay, let's say you trade him and you put a trade and sign. Is there another team in the NFL right now that you know of that's willing, if Terry gets signed, to renegotiate his contract for 30-plus?
I think there are several teams. I think New England is the one that a lot of people have alluded to. Albert Breer, the MMQB, has reported if Terry McLaurin is made available via trade, New England would be all over it. When you think about where they're at, trying to establish a culture there under Mike Vrabel, he's an Ohio State guy. Terry's an Ohio State guy. I think New England would have to be the odds-on favorite, and they're flush with cap space, Mike, to where they can overpay, and they've also got what we have, the rookie contract thing.
Right. So you just nailed it, Linnell. You just said overpay him.
Yeah. I mean,
so is he asking us to overpay him based on past performance?
I think that's the argument here, Mike, and I see what you're doing, and I appreciate you as always. See, my thing is, like, if he's only asking for $30 million per, I just feel like that DK deal is comparable for him, and, like, you got to pay. If he's asking for $30 million per based off of the other guys that have gotten paid that in the market, I think he's got to be worth it. That's just my thought, Mike. But I can see it going either way, brother, and I'm not mad at anybody. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Are you viewing Adam Peters in the front office any differently based off of the way these Terry McLaurin negotiations have gone? Your call's next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BCP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Series finale of Nats and Padres come at you at that point. Mackenzie Gore on the bump for D.C. It is a 135 first pitch. You can hear all the action right here on the Washington Nationals radio network. In the final hour of the show, we'll get you some Commanders-related Donald Trump news. Boy, you can only imagine what he had to say. So we'll get to that coming up in the next hour. A pretty damning tweet. Bennett, I don't know if it's come across your timeline yet to this point, but we'll get to it a little later on here in the show because I am very interested. And if you go and look at my Twitter, there's a question I just posed, at NELL_BTP. Let's just say I think things are going to end up getting messy when it comes to RFK 2.0. Right now, taking your calls on, are you looking at this front office any differently based on the way these Terry McLaurin negotiations are going right now? The team's playing hardball. They have their heels dug into the ground, and the two sides haven't spoken over a month and a half. Seems like Washington, according to Jeremy Fowler, according to Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter reported this as well. The Commanders reportedly not close to where Terry McLaurin's asking price is. Rap Sheet reporting that McLaurin and his, agent Buddy Baker at the Exclusive Sports Group, looking to eclipse $30 million annually. And according to Rap Sheet and Fowler, Commanders aren't close to reaching that number. Because they're playing hardball with one of the most beloved figures in the 2000s in this franchise, does it make you look at them any differently? I'll answer the question and say no, because it's more so about the name on the front of the jersey than it is the name on the back of the jersey. So I will say that. But, like, I'm in the honeymoon phase still with Adam Peters. And some of y'all out there are married. Some of you out there are in serious long-term relationships. I know how it is. That first year and a half when you with your new boot thing, he or she can't do anything wrong. Their breath can smell like hot garbage. You wouldn't tell them. You're in the honeymoon phase. So if you're upset about this Terry McLaurin negotiation, I don't think people are going to let their true feelings come out because they don't want to badmouth the front office. But I think it's ironic, man. Our guy Danny Ruye said this on Thursday, and I couldn't agree more. Especially for if you're in my age demographic, man, part of the youngest in charge. I'm 27 years of age, and I was raised in a Cowboys household. So the next time y'all come for me on social media, think about how resilient I am to stay burgundy and gold as long as I have. Never thought about switching up. And as a 27-year-old, Dallas whipped our ass through the entirety of my childhood. But I say all that to say, we have a general manager here. And I grew up under the days of Vinny Serrato and Bruce Allen, and Scott McLuhan. We finally have a general manager in here doing what general managers are supposed to do, and we're upset about it. It's sticky. It's tough. It's adverse. But at the end of the day, I love Adam Peters still. I think he's done a tremendous job. I don't fault him at all for what's going on. The team has a price that they're not willing to pay. Terry has a price that he's willing to step on the field for. They got to meet in the middle. If they can't and they got to trade him, I'm not looking at Adam Peters and company crazy. I'm not looking at Terry crazy either. 1-800-636-1067. If these negotiations made you look at AP and company any differently, Toothpick out in Fort Worth wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, what's good, Linnell? Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on,
you,
brother, man?
All right, first things first. Let's look at this thing from a 30,000-foot view, right? The players go on vacation and get away from football, like, right after the season, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the front office people, the scouts, they don't go on vacation until July. So once you take a step back from what Terry said in his press conference the other day, you have to think that these front office executives, they have to take a break too. So there would not be any meaningful conversations in, you know, early July to middle of July, because they need a break as well, because they got to reset for what's coming up, which is now training camp in a couple of days, rookies reporting. So I would think that those contract negotiations are getting real serious right now. And is there a possibility of Terry asking for a trade? There's always that possibility, but you got to think about what the two sides want. Adam Peters stated that he wants to have Terry be a commander for life. Terry wants to be a commander as well. His contract should have nothing to do or impact Jaden Daniels' contract in any kind of way coming forward, right? So you have those things said. As far as asking for $31 million for 3 years, that to be in that $30 million range, you have the money. You know what you have. The mm-hmm. Commanders, like you said, have had one of the best off seasons, period. And this is the only thing we have to talk about. Like, we're not talking about a player being arrested. We're not talking about players getting DUIs. We're not talking about players getting domestics, because this team is focused on what needs to happen. That's getting back to the NFC Championship game and putting themselves in position to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So if this is the only blip on the radar, just like your caller earlier said, let's get dressed. Let's put our shoes on, carry those shoes. And even if it's the summertime, you're still not stepping out without the correct sandals or open-toed shoes on. Either way, Terry's the cream of the crop. Now, looking at it without Terry, one of your other callers said it is possible. Can you get somebody to be as productive as Terry? Not this late in the season. And you think another team is going to trade possibly a number one for another number one? No, a person wants to add a 1A and a 1B, right? So, no, you're not going to get what you think you should get for Terry in a trade. Let's be real. We're getting ready for the season. These two sides will get this together. And if you look at Adam Peters at San Fran and things of that nature, they always got it done late. Like Doc said yesterday, you're going to get new money, but you're going to be in training camp when you get that money. Appreciate
hopefully,
it, man.
Hopefully that, hopefully that is the case, man. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. real quick. What's going on, Reg?
What's going on, L Boogie?
What's going on, man?
Look here, man. You know, man, all is well. You took my thunder, man. This is how real organizations, they operate. Think about it. You say you've been a fan for 27 years. You've named all the bad gems. Think about all the bad money we spent on bad players. I'm not talking about John Allen, but he's not here. Deron Payne, this is supposed to be a make-it-break-it year. Think about the money we spent on the front four that is no longer with us. So we spent bad money. Do I want Terry here? Yes. But I would ask your football fans, name Buffalo Bills number one receiver. And I'll wait. Yeah, because they don't have one. But they have a quarterback. So do we need him? I'm not going to say we need him. Would I like him here? Absolutely. But as long as you have that bona fide superstar quarterback, then you always have a shot. But I think us as fans, we have to really get to a space of, this is how real organizations, you know, sometimes you may have to let a player go a year or two before you want to, versus the way we were doing, throwing money on Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Wentz. I mean, we can go down the list of bad money that we threw. So I think we as fans now have to really start to wrap our head around, there may be some of our, you know, our fan favorites that may not, you know, wear their burgundy and gold for the entirety of their career. Because, again, we have a real GM now. So
that's what happens.
As always, tough. I appreciate you.
Yes,
appreciate
sir, man.
You,
man. Good decisions got to be made. Tough ones got to be made as well. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, final hour of power before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. The leader of the free world, Donald Trump, took to social media had some very, very interesting comments and suggestions for the Commanders ownership group. We'll get to that, plus continue to take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.